Now I know they do. It's safe to say that most of the men who wrote the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, fought the Revolution, and formed the government couldn't have done it without the women. And it was the women who, by insisting that the men come together for civilized conversations in the dinner parties of the new republic, helped keep the fragile new country from falling into fatal partisan discord. The women made the men behave. It's not easy to track down these stories. Though we thankfully seem to have every grocery list the Founding Fathers ever wrote, most of the women left no written traces. Fortunately, some of them, like Sarah Livingston Jay, sent letters home from travel abroad on their husbands' diplomatic missions. And Eliza Pinckney, the mother of two founders, was left in charge of 3 plantations in South Carolina at the tender age of 16, and wrote to her father to keep him apprised of the business. Among her many accomplishments was the successful cultivation of indigo in South Carolina, which provided a source of income to the mother country that one historian of the era judged more important than the silver mines of Peru or Mexico to Spain. When Eliza Pinckney died, George Washington insisted on acting as a pallbearer at her funeral. As the mother of founders, Eliza takes us back to the time before the Revolution, to the early 1700s.